206-2237.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
You've got Bradley Dean and Jake McMillan here with the Sons of Liberty. First off, if you would like to know who we are, please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. And find out who we are, what we do, and if you really want to know, what we look like. On our website, you can also view our mission, letters from famous people who like us, and of course, a few who don't. Also available are General of God tidbits, as well as lots of links. And check out our online store for lots of cool stuff. Please also feel free to contact our office for more information on the ministry. Our phone number is 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. If you would like to download this radio program's podcast, they are available at sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to receive our weekly radio updates via email, you'll be informed ahead of time who we will be having on as a special guest and what topics we'll be discussing that week. Please contact us through sonsoflibertyradio.com. Again, if you'd like to get a hold of us, please call 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. Of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty, America. It is Monday, the 9th of April, 2012, and you have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean and Jake McMillan, the guy that we call the other guy. Folks, we are the Christians that the atheists love to hate, and indeed they do. We are the conservatives that the liberals are afraid of, the voice of pro-murderers, wish to silence, the patriots that the globalists despise. We are them Americans. We are the Sons of Liberty, and welcome to the show. If you'd like to check us out online, please do. sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to go to my Facebook, that's Bradley Dean. That's double E, Bradley Dean on my Facebook. Or you can follow me on my Twitter, Bradley Dean 1, Bradley Dean 1. Now, folks, if you'd like to be a part of the show today, that number is 1-877-807-9977. 1-877-807-9977. This is the show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why? Because
it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head.
And there is no ifs, ands, or buts about that. Did you want to say hello?
Hello.
How are you?
I'm doing all right.
Okay.
I was just pondering that it's a terrible place to be when your brain's from someone else's head, and that echo, and I'm thinking there's probably some people out there that's echoing in their head, and that's the first sign that your brains are in somebody else's head. You hear that echo.
Yeah.
Like an interview that I just
don't
saw.
Don't just open the door with me, Jake, because I'll go in there. I'll deal with it real quick.
I just saw this video of Debbie Wasserman Schultz, and I'm just thinking, there's got to be a lot of echoes going on in that woman's head. She's the DNC spokesperson. Kind of got the frizzy blonde hair.
Oh.
This woman.
Wicked Witch of the West?
Yeah, one of them. Yeah. But there's a lot of echoing going on in there, and I just saw a video of it, so that was what it was reminding me of.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Why should people go to Sons of Liberty?
Well, obviously today you have a new column out on WorldNet Daily.
Did we announce the fact that we were on the blaze? No, we didn't, because we were off on Friday.
That's true. It happened after the radio program.
That's right.
About an hour after. Yep. The Blaze did a brand new piece on us, did an interview So it was us speaking rather than what maybe some of you have seen on The Blaze prior to that.
Yeah.
And anybody who has brains in their head can see through any of the headlines or any of the garbage. But basically what it is, it allowed us the opportunity to speak from our perspective what actually did happen.
Yeah, what should have been the first report. And by the way, right. If you go to The Blaze, which by the way is Glenn Beck's outlet, If you check out his commentaries, his stories, he's got a couple writers on there that are bringing the leaving in the lump.
Yep.
And the foxes that spoil the vine.
And that's what
he's losing all credibility by the people that he's using. And this particular reporter, I don't even want to call him a reporter, propagandist, takes a couple stories from the leftist wax, socialist media, and then he posts them on The Blaze like it's factual information. And then we got involved in it, and Jake called him up and said, hey, listen, on your website, Glenn Beck's constantly under attack from the left, from the Soros, from the administration, from the media. And basically what it came down to is Jake saying, you guys should know better than this, than to be reporting this kind of garbage, calling us the anti-gay ministry. We're pro-family, anti-abortion ministry. We're pro-life.
Questioning.
And these reporters should know better than that, especially on The Blaze. But I'll tell you this. You look at The Blaze today, and it's getting contaminated like nobody's. I mean, it's getting to the point where it's like, this is the Inquirer. It's losing credibility because of some of the reporters that he's got on that website.
And the process is when you start to get big, and folks, every one of us can be susceptible to this. When you start to get big, then you start to not pay attention as much to the details of those that are working around you. And those that are working around you, many people just come on in through the door because you've got no time to pay attention to it. This is where preachers, instead of taking the word of God and instead of embracing their anointing, leave off that anointing because they're busy and they're getting popular and people are following their stuff. And so we saw that in The Blaze. And what we basically demanded of them is that, listen, you need to give Bradley a chance to speak. Now, I want you to go to our Facebook at Sons of Liberty because it's posted up there. It's Preacher Response to Anti-Gay.
And there's about 100 and some responses. And folks, it's interesting because the people that were on there are saying the same things that we're telling you.
That's right.
This should have been the first report.
Mm-hmm.
Or the story reported, but yet you put it lastly, and the only reason they did it is because we held our feet to the fire. But I say shame on The Blaze for the garbage and the reporting that they have going on because it's getting contaminated.
Yep.
I will tell you that. But the only reason that this took place is because Jake got involved and said, listen, you better do this the right way or else.
Yeah, don't divide the cross here. Don't divide
the
cross. Go to the Facebook page. Number one, you can see the most recent post by Bradley, his newest column today, which is fantastic. NBC strikes again, liking what happened with Trayvon. Underneath that is this Blaze one. Folks, they need to hear from you, not just us sending them an email and doing a great coverage. And I will say, if it wasn't for the past coverage, this coverage was A+. It was on the front page for 3 days in a row over the weekend. You need to go and lay your comments on there and let The Blaze know, hey, this is what we're doing, because that's what they're asking for at the bottom.
That's right. And when you're seeing that, folks, the whole purpose of Facebook, the whole purpose of tweeting, the whole purpose of reading an article is to get involved to bring about change, folks. If you're of such that don't care about resolve, you're the part of the problem that our country deals with on a daily basis. Don't sit there and call yourself a patriot or a Christian. Faith without works is dead. Be a doer of the word and not a hearer only, deceiving yourselves. Get involved in the fight. And I'll tell you what. You want to find your life, you find it where you lose it, so get involved and bring about change. And by the way, that's what my Facebook and my tweet's about, too. You're going to be a bunch of deadbeats? I don't want you on there. You got Bradley and Jake. We're going to come right back after this break. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
The Crossing by Grand Stay Inn and Suites in Pipestone, Minnesota is more than just a hotel. Our cozy hotel offers delightful leisure, family and business lodging with a variety of hotel rooms and amenities. From our Pipestone Hotel's convenient location by the Downtown Historic District, you can enjoy a walk down the National Monument walking trail to the beautiful Winnewissa Falls or a walk on the Casey Jones Trail. Whether you're here on business or leisure, you're sure to enjoy your stay and our complimentary gourmet express breakfast served with Seattle's best coffee.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Attention! Information in this one-minute message could save your life. Don't wait for the next emergency to happen. Act now to be prepared. Now, more than ever, civilians and communities must communicate with family, friends, and neighbors in the event of civil unrest, natural disasters, or other emergencies. That's why there's CivilDispatch.com. CivilDispatch.com is a universal system that can be used for a wide array of urgent notification alerts. Weather emergencies, civil unrest, emergency responders, amber alerts, school or business closings, any need-to-know situation. CivilDispatch.com is an emergency dispatch communication system, allowing anyone to quickly and easily send and instantaneously track emergency email and text alert notifications. CivilDispatch.com gives you the power of enterprise alerting without the enterprise cost. Don't find yourself unprepared. Learn more and become a member at CivilDispatch.com. That's CivilDispatch.com, civilian emergency dispatch system. Peace through preparedness.
Meet Jerry D.
Hi.
Jerry and his family, like you, are very concerned about world conditions and have gathered many emergency preparedness items, including turtle tough shelters.
We have added 2 24-foot turtle tufts to our supplies and feel very secure knowing our large family is ready for whatever the future may bring.
Turtle tough shelters are not tents. They are permanent yet portable four-season geodesic frame shelters that are as strong as a cabin at a fraction of the cost and are easy to set up, take down, and move anywhere. Available in two sizes. Get your Turtle Tough Shelter and accessories included at TurtleToughShelters.com. That's Turtle, T-U-F-F, Shelters.com. Or call 801-623-3288. That's 801-623-3288. Or see them online at TurtleToughShelters.com. Turtle Tough Shelters, your all-season home away from home.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. One more shout-out on the phone number, 1-877-807-9977. Write it down, 1-877-807-9977. Now, let's go to the bathroom. What do you think of that?
Do it.
I say it's time to go to the bathroom. Now, the first thing you do when you go into the bathroom is turn on the lights. You hit that little dimmer switch and begin to turn the lights all the way up so you can see yourself for who you really are. But have you noticed that when you turn the lights up all the way, you don't look so good? And some of you guys might say, the lights are turned up so high that I can now see my thinning hair, and girls, maybe your open pores or maybe your yellowing teeth. I don't look so good with those lights turned all the way up, so I better turn them down. And look what happens when you begin to turn the lights down. All of a sudden, you look better, or so you think. And all of a sudden, you look at the mirror, and the lights are turned down so far, you say to yourself, who wouldn't want you, Tiger? But wait a second. Let's turn the lights all the way up for a second so I can show you your spots as a society. Did you know that since 1962, since the Ten Commandments have been removed, birth rates for unwed girls is up 15 to 19 years old, and it increases every year? And it's gone up 553% in girls 10 to 14 years old. Wow. Lower the law, you dim the light by which man perceives his guilt.
That's right.
No law, no crime. But turn those lights down, because when we turn them down, we start to look better. No, we don't. Let's turn them all the way up. Number two, sexually transmitted diseases increased dramatically, 226% in students 15 to 19 years old, and have gone up 257% in the ages of 10 to 14 years old. Wow. I didn't even know half this stuff when I was 10 years old. Number three, premarital sex up 365% in teens 16, 271% in teens age 17, 209% in teens age 18, and 1,000% in teens age 15 years old. Let's turn those lights down. Folks, they're almost turned completely out. We better turn them back up. because we're not looking better. We're looking worse in the sight of God and man. What happened to families after 1962, after the Ten Commandments were lowered? The divorce rate had been declining for decades prior to 1962, and after 1963, divorce rates skyrocketed 117%. How's that godlessness working out for you, America? Number two, single-parent households where the female is the head and no spouse is present are up 140% since 1962. Number three, unmarried couples living together are up 536%. They're probably going to church together, too. But
oh, yeah.
Just
right.
Overlook scripture where it says in 1 Corinthians 6:9 that no fornicator shall inherit the kingdom of God. That means sex before marriage. What happened in schools after 1962 when the Supreme Court committed an oligarchy by removing the Ten Commandments and prayer, by the way, from the eyes of a new generation? Number one, SAT scores plummeted for 18 consecutive years. The rates are so low that the Department of Education states that this is the first time in America's history, that we are graduating out a generation of students who academically know less than their parents did. Matter of fact, 700,000 students that graduate every year in this country, folks, cannot read their high school diplomas. And by the way, they don't have to because the teachers are told by the government that you better push them through regardless. Because if you lose your rating, then you're going to lose your job. Can't do that. Push the dummies through, the government says. You might want to read the 10th Amendment because federal government has no business in public education. Number two, the SAT scores and their tests have been the same since 1941, yet there is nearly an 80-point difference between the two generations after the removal of God's Ten Commandments. In 1962, there were only 1,000 Christian schools, but by 1984, there were 32,000 Christian schools in the U.S. Folks, by the way, is that not alarming to you? Does that not scare the bejeepers out of you? Let me say it this way. Does that not scare literally the hell out of you to put the heaven in? Does this not sound familiar with Hitler's regime? Oh, well, listen, if you don't do it in public schools, we'll just do it our way. Hello? What's happening today? A mass exodus from public schools into private schools? The government says, no, you're not getting your way. It's working for us. Currently, 8.5 million students attend religious private schools, and SAT scores are nearly 80 points higher for private school students. Homeschoolers, by far, are smarter than the public dummies. And by the way, it was Mr. William Bennett that said the longer you keep a kid in public school, the stupider, the dumber they get. Secretary of Education under Ronald Reagan. And by the way, these private schools even receive 2.5 or 2/5 less funding That's right. per students and are still topping the charts because of their teachings of Christian principles in schools. Well, what happened to the nation in 1962 after the Ten Commandments were removed by an oligarchy? You're taught, folks, that the Supreme Court is the end of all. No, it's not. They are not our rulers. God is our ruler. And when they fail to be ruled by that law, then you throw them off. Violent crime is up 794% since America said, oh, that's okay, remove the stop signs. You know, there's a true story told out on the West Coast where they have these windy roads going around these particular mountains, and they noticed cars would go over the edge of one particular part of a mountain. And the cars would go over and crash at the bottom to their own destruction. Why? Because there wasn't a stop sign, a warning sign. A concerned committee got together, folks. You know what they did? They said we need to put, this is the remedy. They said we need to put an ambulance at the bottom of the mountain. That's their version of love. Let the destruction take place, and then we'll deal with it. No, that's called bureaucracy, folks. This is how bureaucracy works. Remove God's Ten Commandments, and then we'll implement man's 10,000 commandments. I go on. America is number one in the world on the following: violent crime, divorce. Well, violent crime, why? Because they took away number six, thou shalt not kill. divorce, number seven, because they said thou shalt not commit adultery. Now do that away. Do away with that as well, please. Teen pregnancy, 1 Corinthians 6:9. Voluntary abortions, they forgot. Proverbs 6, when they said thou shalt not kill, and God hates hands that shed innocent blood. Folks, you have 55 million babies and their blood on your watch that you will answer to God on their behalf for allowing a corrupt criminal administration to murder them off. Sounds like Pharaoh. Sounds like King Herod, doesn't it, Christians? Drug use is up. Illiteracy, Western world, is up since 1962. And here we have a country trying to figure out what the problem is. Folks, you know what's interesting is I look at some of the comments on my commentaries on a weekly basis, and I get a couple professors that dog my trail. And I've never met a bigger group of fools in all of my life. They try to explain what they don't understand. They try to get on their mountain, their Alp, where they're above everybody else. And they're so smart, and they have all their credentials, folks. And you know what's really interesting? They don't know the difference between right and wrong, and they don't know how to tell the truth. For some reason, they think as long as God is out of the way, then they become the standard. And then you know what happens? You reap what you sow. You reap what you sow, and then you wonder what the problem is. Folks, if you sow into heaven, you sow to the Spirit, you're going to reap everlasting life through the Spirit. If you sow to the flesh, you're going to reap of the flesh corruption. There's no getting out of it. Let me ask you the question, folks. If I take an apple seed and plant it into the soil of the ground, what is it going to reproduce? An apple tree. If I take an orange seed, plant it into the soil of the ground, what is it going to reproduce? It's going to reproduce after its own kind. You can't sow corrupt seeds into the soil and expect to reap righteousness. It doesn't work that way. It never has, and it never will. God said, and I say this frequently, those that forget God, he will turn that nation into hell. Let's be honest with ourselves. Are things getting better in our country, or are they getting worse? Your government's corrupt. It's corrupt. It's corrupt because you're corrupt. Like it or not. We ask kids in public arenas all the time, and I'm asking the grown-ups today too. If you look behind you, I guarantee you the very things that you're reaping today are the things that you sowed yesterday and the day before and the day before and the day before. I'm going to come back with an analogy, and it's a true story of two duck hunters that wanted to go out and do it their way, but I'm going to show you what they reap, folks. It wasn't pretty. You got Bradley and Jake. We'll be right back.
The Sons of Liberty is willing to do what it takes to ensure that you and your posterity remain in this blessed country full of the possibilities of liberty. However, our work cannot go on without you. We're asking you to partner with us financially. All donations are tax deductible. And with a gift of $50 or more, we'll send you a special Sons of Liberty message. Call 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747. Or go online, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings you responses like this.
When the wicked, even mine enemies and my foes, came upon me to eat up my flesh, they stumbled and fell. Though an host should encamp against me, my heart should not fear. Though war should rise against me, in this will I be confident. You guys really bless my heart a lot. Your stand and everything that you do. The truth does not go out void. It makes a difference, even a lot of times when we don't think it does.
Become a son or daughter of liberty, sonsoflibertyradio.com.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
A healthy heart starts with Extendovite. I've always believed that I had to have a strong defense to overcome the new superbugs of today. Extendovite, a 7-herb heart protection cocktail, not only helped me to overcome a massive heart attack, but it also has built up my natural immune defenses against colds and flus. Extendivite has so many benefits that we all should be taking Extendivite to build up our defenses for what superbugs might emerge yet. So start today, clean out the toxins, and be as healthy as you can be. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty, 1-877-807-9977. Halfway through our 1 hour segment. Go ahead and give your food for thought, Jay.
Well, just as you were talking about, when we drop off conviction, which is ultimately what happened in the 60s, of God taking him out of schools, etc., teaching our next generation, well, then you said, it made the statistic that now the student graduating knows less than his parents did. And so then we think right away, the natural mind, the carnal mind that wants to reject God thinks, well, education is going to solve our problems. So we need to teach our kids better. We need to teach more. And when education steps in, well, then you need a federal Department of Education, and everybody jumps in because we're going to fix this problem. We're going to throw at it education. The problem is you remove the conviction. Conviction is the best educator. Conviction teaches you when to do something and when not to do something. Education only shows you what happens if you do something. So the example is, now in the public school system, how are we going to teach our kids not to use drugs and have sex? I know what we can do. We can educate them. We'll give them the D.A.R.E. program. We'll teach them all these bad things that happens if you do drugs.
Which teaches drug use, by the way.
So then the kid takes the education because there is no conviction to do right or wrong. And he takes that education and builds up what he's already doing wrong because now he learns more of what he can do. The education has an adverse reaction. It works against itself. The same thing in sex education. Well, you know, kids are having sex because, well, we need to educate them more so that they don't do that. They don't make bad choices. Well, then what ends up happening is it explodes. It's like adding fuel. We go back to the very same thing that prevented, and that was no, the conviction. That solves our problems. Education never does. But then bureaucracy starts to set in.
Yep.
Once we've created a system of education,
yep,
then people start to make a business out of it. That's what you see happening with Planned Parenthood right now, why they solicit federal funding. We remove the conviction, yep, to say you shall not commit adultery. Then our kids, because we say, well, it's not that big of a deal. Now adultery is no big deal. People living together before marriage, no big deal. Kids are starting to get pregnant younger and younger, as you said before, 10 and 14 years old. There's no conviction there. So then they come in and educate those 14-year-olds.
Yeah.
Well, here's how you can have sex but not get pregnant because there's no more conviction.
Let me say it this way. So if I join the military, instead of having the boot camp sergeant train me by going through all the barricades and going through basic training, now what they do is they remove the basic training, the trials and the tribulations, and then they have the recruits training everybody.
Yep.
How does that work?
Yeah, how's that going to work when the educators are actually the ones being educated?
That's right.
Now what they're doing is they're following lust. They're following sin and saying, how do we control this? How do we control this?
Well, they pull the standard away.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You've got no, it's like saying, well, we're going to change this country for the conservative cause, but without God. Impossible.
Yeah.
You absolutely can't. You'll chase your tail. Second thing is now we've dropped law and we've replaced it with forgiveness. You talked about the sign at the top of the mountain where it spun around and people would go over the side of the mountain and they put an ambulance down at the bottom.
Yep.
So they deal with the results of the lack of conviction.
Mm-hmm.
Well, so we get away with
law.
But
it works for the bureaucracy by moving the law.
That's right.
And because once the law is removed, then you give them something to do.
That's right.
And by the way, that's a true story.
And in the stages, basically, of our progression, we kick out, we remove the conviction of conscience before God, before, for instance, our young people.
Yeah.
Then we've got to replace it with something because we're going to have turmoil. It's like taking the gate off of, you know, where your cows eat.
And
cows are going to start running around.
Let me give you another analogy. You drive into a public school, you see the smashed car up in front where three kids get killed.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know, but you go inside of the public schools and then you see little signs with dead kids on them and a toll wrap so you can identify someone's dead kid.
Mm-hmm.
This year, 7,514 kids won't be drinking and driving this year.
Mm-hmm.
I thought it was illegal for them to drink and drive,
that's
folks.
Right.
Why the power of suggestion? Why? Because it's a moneymaker. That's why.
Mm-hmm.
And, folks, it's against the law. And, see, that's what people have forgotten.
Yep.
They've thrown off the law. They don't want the restraints of law because they think it's a bad thing rather than a good thing. Or how about drinking and driving? 11,000 people on average throughout the United States, my last statistic, was that just go ahead and drink and drive. You don't have to worry about no, because if we pull you over, you'll make us a lot of money. See, folks, if they enforce the law, if you drink and drive in El Salvador, you know what they do, the first offense? Because you've endangered everybody's life because of your lack of restraint, you know what they do in El Salvador? They put you in front of a firing squad. Guess what they don't have a problem with in El Salvador? Drinking and driving. But you know what, folks? You might say that's really harsh. That's really harsh. I can't even believe. Yeah, I know. But just think how many lives are saved every year because the laws are in full strength.
That's right.
To the fullest degree that crime is not tolerated. But in America, don't worry about it. You go ahead and kill someone's family off, you'll be out in 3 to 5.
Yep.
Don't worry about it. And it shows you that there's no love for liberty. It shows you there's no love for country. It shows you there's no love for your neighbor.
And there's no love where there's no conviction. Flip it around. It's really harsh to kill somebody that drinks and drives. I think it's really harsh for somebody to drink and drive. I think it's really harsh for somebody to kill a baby in the womb, for example. That's what's harsh. We take the victim mentality.
Give that analogy. That's a great analogy, Jake. Talking about the bureaucracy, that you can go ahead and kill your baby and give Planned Parenthood a couple $1,000 to have it killed off so the government can have blood money.
Mm-hmm.
Literally, because that's what it is.
Yep.
Yeah, but you know what happens, folks, is if a woman's she's pregnant and you kill her and you kill the baby, it's double homicide.
Double homicide.
See, it doesn't work for the bureaucracy that way.
That's right. This is a very crude analogy, but it's very simple to understand. You have, for instance, cattle. Just a great example. Cattle. You put a fence around your cattle. You don't want to lose your cattle. That's what the law does. It keeps people in the confines of liberty. Now, what man says, well, that's constricting the poor cattle. So they take the fence off. Well, now guess what? The cattle starts to spread. Let's say you have 70 cattle. They're all going different directions. Now what do you have to do? I have to hire cowboys, as an example, to go chase the cattle and keep an eye on them. Then what happens is the cowboys start to make a living. Now somebody comes up with the idea again, what are we, stupid? We hired 70 people to do what one fence that we don't even have to hire could do. Let's bring back the laws. Guess what the 70 cowboys don't want to do?
That's right.
That's how bureaucracy develops.
That's why the politicians don't want to be ruled by the Constitution, because then they wouldn't be millionaires on the way out,
exactly,
folks.
Right.
See, and if you loved your country, you'd enforce the laws, starting with politicians, and replace them with statesmen, them that work for you rather than for their special interest groups. But they don't want that. And so what they depend upon is your stupidity, folks.
Yep.
Stupidity and your godlessness. That's why godlessness is promoted, so they can demoralize you, because where you lack virtue, You can be controlled.
Yep.
That's exactly what it all comes down to. Yep. And you got all these stinking libertarian freak whack jobs sitting around smoking dope, want it their own way. And by the way, libertarian or libertine means without restraint of government or law. Folks, what's the difference between that and the left? There's none. Zero zilch. That's it.
And if you look at any standards that one develops as a result of, for instance, I'm a libertarian now, you look at their background, they had a standard of right and wrong that was instilled in them as a child, and most of them was the Christian standard. So then they take credit for it later on in life saying, well, I don't need Christianity to do right. No, Christianity taught you to do right, if you even know how to do right at all. And that's what the law does. Folks, the fence is what keeps us liberated. That's what keeps us liberated. The fence also, just so everybody understands all the things they complain about with politicians, I've got a list of all the vetoes that presidents have put through. The fence is there to protect us from even government encroaching upon our lives. That fence works that way. The job of the government is not to educate.
He shuts the gate. He doesn't open the gate. Yep. He shuts the fence in. He doesn't drop the fence.
Right. That's right. Yes. And once they figure out that if by opening the fence they can create more job security, that's exactly what they do through bureaucracy.
And let me say this, too, to all the listeners out there, because I know there's a lot of fearful people out there. And I was talking about reaping and sowing, and I'm going to give you this analogy. Isn't it interesting that when you sow fear, you know what this country reaps, folks? Cowards. Cowards. Or bunker builders.
Or end timers.
And by the way, people, I want to tell you this too, and I want you to listen carefully. Those that push fear on you, they're only there to make money off you. Yep. When you fear the face of God, you don't fear the face of man. It's when you fear man, you don't fear the face of God. When you sow fear into your life, God has not given us a spirit of fear, but a power and of love and of a sound mind. You reap cowards. When you respond to crimes and criminals that you're afraid of because you're taught only to notice what the problem is and what the government's doing and what they're doing to you, and you're inundated with this information 24/7, folks, they're creating fearful individuals, cowards, and they're making tons of money off you. I want you to know that. I also want you to understand, if you're afraid of criminals, I want to tell you something, they win. They win because you don't respond. But when you respond to their crime by enforcing the law, you only reap righteousness. And by the way, what overcomes that fear is the fear of God, and that's a filial fear. It's because you love God, and you're not worried about what's going on. And I've said this before, and especially to these Christians out here, a bunch of capitulators. They turn in the day of battle. I want to tell you why you do that. Because you're a coward, and you're not born of the Spirit of God at all. When you're born of the Spirit of God, by my God, I will go through a troop, and by my God, I will leap over a wall. You don't fear the consequence of man. Your enemy fears the consequence of God on your behalf. Touch not mine anointed, saith the Lord. We need to put that into perspective because people have it so far off base. I'm just trying to figure out what country I'm in, especially when I think about these colors don't run, and yet I'm trying to find righteous men among us. And they're out there. But we need to strengthen ourselves to come together to bring forth the laws of the land only when we're ruled by law against crime. So what do we reap? We reap righteousness, and what we're looking for is righteousness. If you want peace, you hear the heathens say this all day, the Philistines, the pagans. If you want peace, work for justice. I didn't hear anything in there saying, if you want lawlessness throughout your country, sow into fear. And yet this is all I see going on in our country on a 24/7 basis. And it's baloney, folks. And let me tell you this, it's un-American, it's unpatriotic, and it's un-Christian in every sense of the word. That's not who we are. You got Bradley and Jake. I'm going to come back with that duck hunter analogy. I'm sorry about that. Last segment, 1-877-807-9977. The My War documentary series is brought to you by the Sons of Liberty. This documentary takes you back to the foundations of who we are as a people and gives you insight into topics such as our founding fathers, what kids are being taught in public schools, abortion, drug abuse, Hollywood and the moral decline of our nation, and much more. Go to YouCanRunInternational.com, YouCanRunInternational.com, to purchase the My War documentary series today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
If you'd like to know who we are, go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and find out who we are, what it is we do, and if you really want to know, what we look like. On our website, you can also view our mission, letters from famous people who like us, and of course a few who don't. And check out our online store for lots of cool stuff. Also, feel free to contact our office for more information on the ministry. Church Leadership Times, which is every Thursday at 7 p.m. and Sunday at 11 a.m. Our phone number is 1-866-233-0747. If you'd like to download this radio program's podcast, they're also available at sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to receive our weekly radio updates via email, you'll be informed ahead of time who we'll be having on as a special guest and what topics we'll be discussing that week. Contact us through sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to get a hold of us, call 1-866-233-0747.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Thanks for the text that I'm getting, folks, on my Facebook. I appreciate that. Give me a couple minutes, and I'll respond to some more of them in just a couple minutes here. Now, right before we took the break, we were talking about capitulators and the end timers, and one of the points that I wanted to make real quick is when you hear in the church and you hear from those in the world that are continuously pressing upon you fearlessness, you got to ask yourself, who's the oppressor? And the reason they're pushing fear is because they themselves are fearful, or they found a tactic as to how to make money. But this is my point, and I'm going to let Jake make his. End timers, folks, are giving power over to corruption in your country. Do you understand that? Because they're teaching you that Jesus is coming back, Jesus is coming back. Do you realize that even when Jesus was going to the cross, Jesus told them, listen, you didn't know your peace. You didn't know what you had when I was here. And he said, Christ said that, listen, if they'll do this in a dry tree or in a green tree, what will they do in a dry tree? Folks, it was up to the people to respond to the message that Christ brought. Oh, Jerusalem, Jerusalem, thou that killest the prophets, the ones that warned you to turn from the wrath to come, and stoneth them which are sent unto you, only for you to repent, for the kingdom of God is at hand. How often would I have gathered you and your children together, even as a hen gathereth her chickens under her wings? And he said this, and you would not. This is Christ going to the cross, folks. He said, behold, your house is left unto you desolate. Why? Because you refuse my reproof. You refuse to be ruled by me and my kingdom, the meek son of glory. He's not a dictator, folks.
He knows what's best for us so much that he sacrificed his son for us to demonstrate the purpose and meaning and the very pith and marrow of what love is. He did what he did when he was warning us to tell us, listen, it doesn't have to go down this way, but it's going to because you reject me. And by the way, I got a, next week I'm going to do a piece on reaping and sowing, and I might do it within this week on the radio show here. It is outstanding. But here, I got to get this analogy. Go ahead and give your thought, Jake. I'm sorry.
I was just going to say, for those that sell fear, so you sell your fear, you make your money, then what's left at the end of it?
That's right.
You got all the people that you just fear-mongered. You don't got a country left.
Oh, dude, and I want to tell you what. Fear-mongering is a moneymaker. Yep. Don't ever forget it.
Yep.
It's a moneymaker. And I'll tell you what. These people that push fear best, they're the ones that got people coming in the droves to their websites. And I'll tell you why. And I'll tell you how I know this, because I get the feedback. Bradley, do you really think there's hope? Bradley, what do I do? And everything that comes out of their mouth is on. It's succumbing to fear. There's no overcoming. And I feel for you. But I'll tell you what, you put your faith in God, you don't put your faith in corruption.
Mm-hmm.
We're made more than conquerors, not succumbers. Greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. Not greater is he that is in the world than he that is in us. It's completely backwards. What overcomes the world? Our faith of the Son of God who loved us and gave himself for us. It's not the other way around. I don't have the faith of the prince of the power of the air in my heart. No wonder you're not overcoming. And you know what? These faith or these fear preachers, these in the world, I'm telling you what, that's exactly right, Jake. They preach fear. They tell you everything wrong with what's going on. This is the government's doing this and they're setting up another camp here. And look what they're doing to your vaccinations. And they want your guns. And are these things true? Yeah, they're true. But don't you think these individuals should be telling you to deal with the criminals?
That's right.
And if you have that many people coming to your website on a daily basis, don't you think you could get a couple rallies to petition the government peaceably and lawfully to overthrow some of these corrupt criminals in government? Wouldn't that be the right course of action? Or should I just inundate people with fear so I can control them and sell them things? Come on, folks. This is America. This is America. I want to love my brother enough to say, listen, if Christ can do it through me, he can do it through you, and he will. But you have to come to him on his terms, not your terms. That's the big difference. Well, God didn't work for me. You're right. He didn't work for you. You work for him. Big difference. And by the way, we're saved by grace through faith, not of ourselves. It's the gift of God. It's a gift, folks. It's a gift. Here's my analogy. There's a true story told of how two men went duck hunting 2 weeks before duck hunting season opened. They brought with them a brand new truck, a retriever, a little dog that is, and a couple sticks of dynamite. When they got out to the lake, they noticed that they had a problem. The lake was completely froze over. One of them had a good idea. He would go back to his brand new truck, grab a stick of dynamite, go back to the lake, throw it as far as he could to the center of the lake. Blow a hole so they could put down their decoys, the fake little duckies, and as all the ducks descended, they would have a heyday shooting at all the little ducks. So this is what they did. The one that threw the stick of dynamite had a problem. As he threw the dynamite, he noticed that his little retriever ran after the stick of dynamite, reaping and sowing, folks. You reap what you sow. The little dog put the stick of dynamite in his mouth, and as faithful as that retriever was, he started to run back to his owner. The owner freaked out in fear of his own life. He ran over to the brand new truck, grabbed his shotgun, and started to shoot at the little dog, the little retriever. After shooting at the retriever was scared away. And as he was scared away, the retriever, that faithful little dog, ran under the brand new truck. Folks, guess what blew up? You got it. The brand new truck along with his faithful little retriever. You see, the very evidence of his guilt blew right up in his face. And by the way, both these men were charged for breaking the law. Oftentimes we see those that think that they can mock God and break his holy law and think that it is funny. It seems to me that there are those that are the first ones to learn that the stick of dynamite is on the way back to its owner, because the Bible says in Galatians 6:7-8, be not deceived, God is not mocked, for whatever a man sows, that shall he also reap. For he that soweth to his flesh shall of the flesh reap corruption, but he that soweth to the Spirit shall of the Spirit reap everlasting life. You have to be careful as to what kind of seed you plant in your life, folks. Out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaketh. If God's got the heart, the right things are going to come out of your mouth. He'll order your conversation aright and show unto you all of his salvation, Psalm 50. Or if you go to Ephesians, he talks about how the grace of God shall minister grace unto the hearer. When we know the word, we have the mind of the Spirit, we line up with what the Holy Ghost does and what he says. And by the way, we're talking about the power of resurrection too. That's another story.
I'm just thinking conviction again. At the end of the day, when you face your maker, that eliminates all trying to prop people up, get them to understand any of that stuff. You face your maker. Just on all the statistics that you read earlier, if you put a conviction of sin in the hearts of men, and I'm reminded of what Patrick Henry said, this great nation was founded. What made us great? Not by religionists, but by Christians. That is not on religions, but on the gospel of Jesus Christ.
That's right.
That conviction in there, that conviction prevents everything that you try to educate and try to get people to understand. No, just put conviction there.
Yeah.
Put the conviction there. And at the end of the day, everybody that's selling fear, for example, or making their fortune off of doing that, you're going to face your God on Judgment Day. Sure, you got rich. You got wealthy. You can do it.
People do it
every single day.
That's right. And by the way, you don't have to just sell fear. You can just talk about the problems without addressing the resolve.
Yep.
They're just as bad.
It's a great way, and you're just not making the monetary side of it. But at the end of the day, when you face your Creator, and there's conviction in your heart that you lived according to those principles because of what you were convicted by, that's going to cause you to do good things.
Yeah, by the way, it's appointed unto men once to die, after this the judgment. Folks, that fear drives me to please my Heavenly Father. Because I don't have to.
Because when you bring redemption, you see that Christ laid his life down for that very same standard. Then it puts it all into perspective, and I do it because I want to do it.
That's right. It's just like when we go to Arlington Cemetery in the natural. The natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit because they're spiritually discerned. When I go to Arlington Cemetery, what I want to do is I want to know what they died for. I want to know what they fought for. Mm-hmm. I want to read the Constitution, the Declaration of Independence, the Bill of Rights. I want to live for what they died for. Nobody makes me do that. I do that out of gratitude, out of thankfulness. God sent his only son. I am thankful for the fact that he sent his son to die for my sin, and I would do nothing to offend him or to put him back up on that cross because my sin did it the first time.
That's right.
Why would I do it a second time?
You don't need to be educated as to why you don't want to put him back on the cross again, because that conviction is in your heart. You won't.
Proverbs 1:23 says, turn you at my reproof. Read the Ten Commandments, folks. We'll talk about it tomorrow. Behold, I will pour out my spirit unto you. I will make my words known unto you. I'll make them known unto you. It's a promise, and God is not a man that he should lie. Folks, we love you by what we do. We got to bring resolve, but if we want righteousness and, as some might say, revival, then it has to be done the right way. Law, judgment, mercy, and faith. You got Bradley and Jake. We love you by what we do. 1 John 3:18. We will talk at you tomorrow. I'll respond to you in just a minute on my emails. Thank you, my friends.